This morning we have the Seeing Eye app, GPS for the blind on the iPhone. To present this program item, we have the Chief Executive Officer of the Sendero Group from Davis, California. He is a man who has been to our conventions many, many times. He's been a Federation member in many places. And he has done some astonishing work, both technical and otherwise, dealing with blindness. Here is Mike May.
Thank you, Dr. Mark.
Hey, Mike. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. A couple of years ago, I was honored to receive the Bolotin Award and had the opportunity before that to talk about some crashing through things. One of the first times that I was involved with NFB in terms of technology was 16 years ago in Anaheim, where we had the slight distraction of Disneyland right next door to us during the convention. So I want to put this technology I'm talking about today into perspective. One of the questions that comes up when you're dealing with technology is, why bother? These things cost money. Take time to learn, they can be a hassle and frustrating, all those sorts of things. Well, why bother? Well, as many of you know, I've been on my soapbox talking about why to bother with GPS for a long time, and it's not about the technology, it's about the independence that one gets, and I've tried to set an example about that independence by traveling to 33 countries and many continents, and sometimes using GPS, sometimes not. I talk about my toolbox, and it's a very large toolbox. Got all sorts of things in there, braille things, talking things, good old-fashioned paper things, slate and stylus, you name it, from A to Z. There's a very full toolbox. And so what do we do with that, and how do we learn these things? How do we choose what to use? Well, the GPS, when we were at that convention in 1996, was in its very beginning stages. It was in a backpack on a laptop, all cobbled together. And one of the questions was, why bother? So we worked with NFB to test that theory and just see, where did GPS fit into the context of orientation and mobility? I'm a firm believer that the better you get around, the better you can take advantage of all aspects of life, whether it's sports, leisure, social, work, whatever. The better you get around, the better we do these things. So we set up a test to go from the Hilton Hotel there across to the Disneyland main gates. Well, the most logical way to get there was to follow around the sidewalk, follow the streets, and work your way around, which involved about three sides of a square. If you went straight across that parking lot, which was, 50 or 100 acres of cars, it was a lot shorter. So the question to myself was, self, which way should I go? I mean, what happens if you get out in the middle of that parking lot and the technology dies? So this is really what we tested. So three people with no technology set out for the main gate, and three with technology set out, and they very quickly said, well, I'm going to take the chance of going across the parking lot where there's no tactile indication, you're just weaving your way through cars. As the crow flies, which was about 0.4 miles, if you walked, it was a little bit over a mile. So you could do it a lot quicker, assuming the technology worked. Well, for two of the people, the technology worked, and they were by far the first ones to the main gate. One person's technology was about 100 degrees, and I think some of the glue we'd used to put things together loosened up, and it came loose, and he may still be wandering around in that parking lot.
Oh, no.
So we've come a long way since those days. I very selfishly created that technology back then because I wanted to get around better. So it's kind of fun when you have a self-motivation. As Dr. Maurer said, you got to have fun if you're going to do the kinds of things that take a lot of work and if you're going to share that passion with other people. Some of the other places this technology has taken to me now over the past 16 years have been places like New Zealand, Australia. I was in Sydney and I took a ferry across to Manly with a friend who was also blind, and we got out of the ferry and I was able to negotiate that town, having never been there before, setting points of interest, finding my way there, recording user points so I could find those things again later or share them with you. And that's been a really powerful reason. That's why I've bothered learning the technology, not because I'm a techno geek, but because it's worth it to be able to have that independence. And it's all about options and choices, and that's what we're here about. And what are we doing with this technology? We're trying to create those choices. Since that time with the laptop, we released the first version in 2000, and then we had the Braille Note version in 2001. And then we went on to other platforms, the BrailleSense platforms and PacMate, and eventually to the Windows Mobile platform with Mobile Geo. And we're getting now towards 2009, 2010, and you look around and there's half a dozen options of GPS, which was great. If I'd set a goal for myself when I got involved with this GPS, it was that there were more options and that they got cheaper and more ubiquitous, and that's what was happening. So here today with everybody, all you have to do is say the word iPhone, everybody cheers. We heard those two or three Android folks out there. No, again, it's all about options. Android, iPhone, who knows what else might be in the works. So that's exciting too. But you got to start with one of these things, and then you get that done, and then you move on to the next one, which is how we started out with a laptop and moved on to these six or seven other platforms. We've now released our 16th version for these other devices, and that is really a result of input from you guys, from users around the world who've said, I need this feature, I need that feature. And those have been implemented in 16 versions. It takes a while to, everybody's so demanding. But we're getting there. And there's some cool things that are a bit specific to what blind people want when it comes to getting around. And so we want to see those things in all products. But it's also about evaluating the trade-offs. So price, convenience, how heavy is the thing? Do you have Braille or speech? What do you do about that? So we have all of those options. Now that we get to these portable devices, the real benefit is, of course, convenience. It's all in one device. There are some trade-offs. I mean, if I'm in a taxi and the meter's running and time is of the essence, I'm going to be using this device hanging around my neck right now, the Braille Note PK. Because I want to be fast, I want to type in that keyboard, I want to search for the points, I want to look at the streets, I want to take advantage of every part of that software I can. But just in terms of portability, wouldn't it be cool to have a fully flexible, accessible turn-by-turn app on the iPhone? Yeah. And of course, there are some mainstream apps, and that's the whole beauty of the iPhone, of course, that you have these apps, you can just get them, try them, and sometimes they're 90% accessible, sometimes they're 10% accessible. But it's cool because you can decide. One of the problems we ran into with the iPhone is that there's this model of high volume, low cost. And when it comes to accessibility features, what you need to do is try to create something that everybody's going to buy so that it's cheap enough that blind people can buy it, or anybody can buy it in that iPhone realm. So how do we do that? Well, one way is collaboration. And so we looked around for organizations to help us underwrite the cost of development and the promotion of this technology. So we make sure if we do come out with something that lots of people buy it. Number one, it's got to be good and have all the features. And number two, it's got to be within the price realm that makes sense. So we teamed up with the CNI because it's rather obvious that getting around is a function of all of these things in our toolbox, which means a dog, a cane, GPS, and a whole host of other things, and they provide and focus on one of those solutions. And many of the guide dog schools have been working with GPS for quite some time. So they agreed to let us use their name, and not just let us, but to collaborate in promoting the technology and underwriting the cost of it. We hope that we will have other sponsors in some other countries, and you'll be hearing about that in the next couple of months. So what is this app going to do compared to some of these other ones I've talked about? We're really focusing on having all of the functionalities of a turn-by-turn application like Navigun, TomTom, and many of the others. And we sat down at CSUN in some private user focus groups and said, well, what doesn't work well about these other iPhone apps and what works well? And the things that the mainstream GPS applications don't do so well are what we call look-around functions. So we want to have all of the turn-by-turn functionality of a Navigun, but we also want to have this verbal or braille coaching as you're walking along saying, approaching Irving Boulevard. We want reminders, not just something you have to search through a lot of menus to find. If you go off route, we want to hear, you've gone off route, recalculating, you're now on this street. We just need more representation of what a sighted person gets on the screen naturally. We want to verbalize that stuff. When we come to an intersection, what does it say? Three-way intersection, four-way intersection, one street's going ahead and to the left and the other one behind to the right. So that's our goal, to have the key functionality of these other apps as well as having look around and descriptions of nearby points of interest, intersections, and any of the details in the routes. We also want to make sure that the app doesn't break when somebody puts in a new graphic, which tends to happen with any of these apps. We don't want to wade through a lot of layers. One of the things we hear from people as well, this GPS stuff is too complicated. I want something simple. So we're focusing on simple as well as this other functionality. We also hope to, of course, you can't make any promises, that we have some of the explore features that are important. So you can look ahead and figure out what's coming up before you get there, because when you're dealing with traffic and such, sometimes it's a little bit tricky to manage the technology and know what it's talking to you about. So my search today and in the near future is going to be a combination of using my Braille Note and note-taking technology and even a PC in conjunction with the iPhone, all of these things in my toolbox. Sendero has created a very powerful map version that goes on the PC, Sendero Maps, and there's also APH Talking Maps. Use those devices, which are fairly inexpensive, in conjunction with some of these other portable devices, and you have a really good combined solution. When I come to this hotel, one of the challenges is finding a place to eat where you don't get run over, and you know that means you can't really go walk out on the Stemmons Freeway and find some of those places. I was challenged this morning. I thought, I'm going to go find the other Starbucks. I found one in the database. So I asked the bellman, had he ever walked to this Starbucks? And he said, well, yeah, you have to walk along the highway, and there's not much of a shoulder. I wouldn't recommend it. So I set out, and I thought, I'm going to go find it. I'm sure it's walkable because I got a pedestrian route here. And I realized two things when I got to the intersection. One was, it's in this medical center, and there's not much between here and there, so it's going to be kind of a boring, noisy walk anyway. Why am I bothering? And number two is, if it gets kind of tricky, I may not make it back from my talk at 10:40. So that's the real reason I didn't go. But a more interesting place I found is Mamas and Daughters Cafe. You go in there and there's not a wait, the food is good, you get a nice healthy walk in the process, and you have to walk, if you go by the route, about 0.68 miles, more, give or take a foot or two. If you go line of sight, it's only 0.32 miles. Now, this is something you could play with if you're a GPS user. You could go as the crow flies. Now, I did this a few years ago, and I walked back from there, and there's some back driveways and parking lots and things you can get to. You can get within 100 feet of this hotel, and then there's this creek. It's really frustrating because you have to decide, do I slog through the creek or do I walk all the way back around 0.75 miles or so now to find my way? There's a lot of weeds out there too, by the way, I found. Again, I used the better part of valor and I did go back around. I didn't wade through it. So if somebody has made that walk and made it work and gotten their shoes wet, let me know. I'd like to know the best place to cross. So stay tuned for more about the CNI GPS on the iPhone. We're hoping it'll be out this summer. We're expecting it to be affordable, competitive with other mainstream full turn-by-turn GPS apps. We're just about to start beta testing. We've had a prototype we've been working on for a month or more, and it's great to have conventions like this to talk about it and to set milestones so we get these things done. And I'm also very proud and appreciative of the opportunity and the fact that NFB has given me this opportunity to present this technology to you as one of the choices that'll be coming up a long way from the laptop of 1996 and hopefully something you guys can take advantage of and enjoy. Thank you very much and have a great rest of your convention.
Now, thank you very much, Mike. I gather it's called the Seeing Eye app because the Seeing Eye organization is helping to fund the development. Yes?
Yeah. Well, how much is it?
Do you know how much it is yet, Mike?
Yeah.
He says he doesn't yet know. I have a speculation, but I shouldn't do that right here until he decides.
It'll be competitive.
It'll be competitive, he says. Look at the other ones that you can find out there, and you'll find that it's near that price, probably.